Next item, please. Item number 601.
Appoint Stephanie Condor, Fernando Velez, and Jesse Ledesma to the Portland Housing Advisory Commission for terms to expire June 19, 2021.
Colleagues, the Portland Housing Advisory Commission, PHAC, is the primary forum for the discussion of housing policy, strategy, and resources for the City of Portland. PHAC members rise above their individual interests and affiliations to take a comprehensive approach to housing policy and strategy to support the unmet housing needs of all Portlanders. The appointments today fill vacancies on the commission with individuals that are committed to addressing the pressing housing issues in Portland and the needs of residents across the city. Stephanie Condor is the Vice President of Development for Related Northwest. She's responsible for leading and managing all aspects of development and financing for Related's affordable developments. Ms. Condor's previous experience includes portfolio management of multifamily housing, including senior housing, assisted living, low-income housing, and HUD communities. She's experienced working on complex transactions with multi-layered funding, along with new market tax credits. Jesse Ledesma is the Director of Development at Beam Construction, overseeing ground-up and adaptive reuse projects for Beam, including commercial office developments and hospitality, from sourcing all the way to completion. Ms. Ledesma served as development manager for affordable housing projects utilizing low-income housing tax credits, as well as mixed-use urban developments for both for-profit and nonprofit ownership. She has experience working with new construction, major renovations, acquisitions, and USDA rural developments. And then, of course, Fernando Velez has nearly 30 years of experience working in banking, mortgage lending, and consumer protections. He's a first-generation Latino immigrant and helped organize the first culturally specific financial homeownership fair in the city of Cornelius. Mr. Velez has participated on several nonprofit boards, including CASA of Oregon, Habitat for Humanity, the African American Alliance for Home Ownership, Hacienda CDC, Bienestar, and Portland Community Land Trust. I want to thank you, Stephanie, Jesse, and Fernando, for your willingness to serve on the Portland Housing Advisory Commission. I believe each of you brings very important perspectives to this housing conversation, and I look forward to your guidance as commissioners. And with that, I will turn this over to our housing director. Welcome, Shannon Callahan.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioner Shannon Callahan. I'm just here to express my thanks to all of our new appointees to the Portland Housing Commission and thank them in advance for all of the guidance they will give us on both strategy, policy, and budget going forward. I'd also like to thank and acknowledge our two co-chairs, Shannon Singleton and Nate McCoy, for their work on the selection committee to help select these new members of our commission. So with that, I would turn it over to the committee members if they would like to speak a little bit on their own behalf.
Thanks.
Mayor, Commissioners, Jesse Ledesma, I really appreciate the opportunity to serve on the PHAC, and I look forward to working through all the critical housing issues that our city faces.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for this opportunity. As a community member in Portland and having worked on some of the homeless issues with Central City Concern and now representing Related Northwest, I'm very excited to be a part of this and look forward to working with you all.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Mayor Wheeler, distinguished commissioners, my name is Fernando Velez. I'm an almost 30-year resident of the city of Portland. I am a longtime advocate for minority homeownership, homebuyer education, and consumer protection. I have witnessed the pitfalls of unsustainable homeownership during the recent housing crisis. I believe this could have been ameliorated through effective and risk-related home purchasing and home retention education programs. I look forward in participating in discussions on new ways that homeownership can be increased, sustained, as well as exploring and strengthening current and new affordable home buying options. If I may insist, the positive results of meaningful home buying and rental education programs supporting sustainable housing is undeniable and effective. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Colleagues, any questions?
I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
So I have just a brief comment and then a kind of a charge. Monday morning, I had breakfast in Los Angeles with someone who is arguably the architect of the city's response to the homeless crisis. And we talked a little bit about differences between Portland and Los Angeles. We talked a little bit about what was working and what wasn't working in terms of strategies. Commissioner Fritz earlier today noted that in the most recent street count, Los Angeles saw a 16% increase in homelessness. Yet, among other things, they passed a $1.2 billion ballot measure to fund supportive housing, and they are housing people at the rate of 1,700 a month. Director Callahan would kill to have the kinds of resources to be able to find 1,700 homes every month for people in distress. The number of people living in RVs and their cars has exploded and is a number that is so shocking that it doesn't seem real. And then wherever you go in the city, because it's a city of elevated highways, freeways, there are overpasses. And so there are campgrounds everywhere. And it is an enormous challenge. Like our city, the mayor by charter is a weak mayor. Mayor Garcetti is by charter a weak mayor and therefore has limits to what he can do. Our mayor by charter is a weak mayor. This commission-style form of government is the last of its kind. And then, of course, there's the challenge that the dollars that are needed to provide the essential services to make the system successful are allocated by the county, not by the city. So the most important relationship the mayor has is with his or her counterpart at the county. It was an eye-opening conversation, particularly because LA has been in the news lately as making big investments, and yet the problem is getting worse, and it is reaching a boil. And the kinds of conflicts that we're experiencing here are very similar to what they are experiencing, but on a much bigger scale. The mayor had recently been in Venice Beach talking about opening up a shelter and spent 4 hours at a meeting taking abuse from people who didn't want the problem to be solved in their neighborhood. Well, if you go to Venice Beach and in California, what you notice is there's a lot of camping actually on the beach and everywhere around. So the point of my story is that every city up and down the West Coast is experiencing a crisis. I believe that because of our size, because of the nature of the partnerships, and because of the plan, which particularly the joint office is charged with implementing on homelessness, I believe we're going to see progress over time. But it's going to take time. And the mayor has said it could get worse before it gets better. Los Angeles is experiencing that. It is getting worse before it's getting better. So you are coming into service at a particularly sensitive time. Your charge will be more focused, frankly, on affordable housing than homelessness because of the way we've divided up responsibilities. But it is really important that we get as much of the bond money and other resources out the door as quickly as possible and in projects which address the crisis. So we are counting on you to help us get it right, and it seems like the I don't remember the last time we had nominees to PHAC that had the breadth of experience that the three of you have. I mean, you're an all-star panel, so thank you for serving. And here's the charge. I created the Portland Housing Bureau and created the PHAC. And my one disappointment with the PHAC, the Portland Housing Advisory Commission, is that we intended it to be an independent body that would from time to time come to council and say the city's not going down the right path, or we disagree with an expenditure, or at budget time we have a different view, or whatever. And it is vitally important that you maintain your independence. And from time to time you're going to disagree with the distinguished director or with the council's direction. And what I want to charge you with is, it is in those moments that you are doing your best service in making sure we're aware of your concerns. And the only way we become aware of those concerns is if you send us a letter or some communication that says, respectfully, PHAC disagrees with a budget proposal or a policy decision or whatever. So that's a role that PHAC has not played as robustly as I would have liked. And I just want to charge you with the responsibility of not only being a good steward of the policies and resources of the Bureau, but please take advantage of the opportunity to let council know when you respectfully dissent from something that's being proposed. Because otherwise we won't know. And we won't have the benefit of your wisdom on something. And so please take that charge seriously. I'm very pleased to accept your nominations. You're a terrific panel. Aye.
You Daly.
Thank you for your willingness to serve. I'm really excited reading your bios about the expertise you're going to bring. And Fernando, I'm particularly interested in your ability to help in the conversation around inclusionary zoning and affordable housing and helping developers figure out how to make it pencil out. Because I hear that a lot, and having never bought a home or developed a property, I can't really aid them in that endeavor. So it's essential that we have people serving the city who understand that part of the puzzle. So thank you very much. I vote aye.
Fritz.
You are going to be in the center of the storm of all of the challenges that we face as a community in providing affordable housing and housing in general. So thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Wheeler.
First of all, obviously, I strongly support the work of PHAC, and I support these nominees. None of them are what I would describe as people who would shy away from conflict, who would shy away from speaking truth to power, or coming up with ideas that they believe we as a council should support. Slight footnote, I want to also just note that this week the auditor's office issued what I believe to be a very positive audit on the Portland housing bond, and I was glad to see that. Of course, part of your charge will be working with us on that and making sure that those resources are deployed to full effect to create as much workforce and lower income housing as we possibly can with the resources that we have available. But I also just want to read into the record the mission of PHAC, because it's worth it to mention this every opportunity we get, because it is a broad mission. The mission of PHAC is to advise the director of the Portland Housing Bureau, the Housing Commissioner, and the Portland City Council on housing and homelessness policy, strategy, and resource issues, promote improvements within the Portland Housing Bureau and the larger housing system, highlight opportunities for influence between the city housing system and other systems, as well as provide a forum for public input on housing and homelessness issues. So I agree with Commissioner Fish that to some degree, while there are amazing people serving on PHAC, it has felt a little bit like a Ferrari parked in the garage and occasionally trotted out to run to the grocery store. We have a really solid group of people on this commission, and the issue that you will be working on, the issues that are all interrelated that you will be working on, are right now the most important issues in the city of Portland. And I know this because I hear about these issues 100 times more than I hear about any other issue impacting the city of Portland. So in closing, I want to say this. I thank you. All of you are super busy. All of you could be doing a million other things. There is nothing about this charge which is easy. Some of it is even downright controversial. And I appreciate, again, that we have people in this community who are willing to volunteer their time, their energy, and their talents for this kind of purpose. I'm really gratified by it. And as a fellow Portlander, my hat's off to you, and I appreciate your service. I vote aye. Report's accepted, and your appointments are confirmed. Thanks a lot. And thank you for being here today.